Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for community comment. This week I've elected to talk about a woman's right to choose. Not sure there's a more challenging subject, but with the wave of legislation being passed, I thought it's important to address. I find the current wave of legislation extremely troubling. Everything from limiting a woman's time to make a choice to 6 to 15 weeks, to not offering exceptions for incest and rape, to having neighbors spy on and report on neighbors having abortions, to some legislatures considering making it illegal for their residents to travel outside of their state for the procedure. The real consequences of these laws are overwhelming. More women, especially young women, even teenagers, may seek unsafe abortions. Those with money will travel to states that offer safe alternatives, while those who are poor may seek unsafe procedures or find themselves falling further into economic despair with additional children to take care of. I understand the argument that abortion is taking a life, and I'm not sure it's a debate that can ever be resolved. But in my mind, women who bear the overwhelming responsibility of childbirth and raising children, they should have the final say. After all, they're the ones having to live with the consequences. If we as a society are going to say women have no choice but to give birth, then we're going to have to make some drastic changes in our society. We're going to have to make sure that fathers are legally responsible for providing for their children. This would be 9 months of economic support until birth, and if the woman elects to keep the child, then economic support through age 18. A father who elects not to provide for his children will have to go to prison for forsaking a primary parental obligation. States would need to ensure there are robust and efficient adoption systems in place with ongoing counseling for women who have given up their children. There would also have to be an overwhelming investment in caring for the homeless children. Currently, 1 out of 30 children in our nation is homeless. States would need to redesign and invest in their foster care systems and make large investments in medical care and education for children through age 18. There are over 420,000 children in our nation's financially challenged foster care systems. So somehow the idea that all children are sacred is ignored when it comes to actually caring for those children once they're born. We as Americans have to hit the pause button. Do we really want to take away a woman's right to choose? Currently, 60% of the world's women live in nations that protect that right. I'm Marty Coelho for Community Comment. A woman's right to choose is a debate that leaves most of us squirming in our seats. What's the right answer? All I know is that a nation that claims its basic mantra is individual rights, the pursuit of happiness, the importance of self-determination, cannot have its government take those rights away from 50% of the population and just say, women, you have no choice. You're broodmares.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.